Hey, Ron Jones, so good.
Oh, man, are you still listening to that in your car all the time?
So good.
Blasting that?
Yes.
It's so good. Supercharged A. Ron Jones.
So good.
Yep.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
How do you do it, sir?
I am doing well. You?
Yeah, I'm fair to middling.
Because it's not Friday?
Yeah, what the hell? What is this crap?
It will be soon.
Yeah.
It will be soon.
Not soon enough.
Your name is Karen. We're going to talk to on the show today. Anybody whose name is Karen? That has to be a nightmare.
Yeah. How's that going for
because
you?
I've been dragged into it as Kevin is the male name of Karen, and I'm fighting that on all fronts.
Especially in Austria, is it? Or Germany somewhere? They really don't like the name Kevin?
I think it was Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Germany.
Right? Can't trust them with anything. And Aaron Jones from the Packers, I don't know if you saw this, but he had a necklace that had some of his
my God,
dad's
I can't
ashes.
Believe that.
And lost it.
What? Tell the kids.
Scored a touchdown, jumped up into the crowd. Ended up without the necklace, without the dad's ashes.
But someone had to have known it was on his neck, right?
I think, I'll double check, but I think they found it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
All right. But that's a hell of a thing to lose.
That's not what you want to lose.
I wonder what other not people have lost of them. Probably not ashes very often.
I don't know. We'll have to discuss because, I mean, I know of two people who lost the ashes.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
Besides this dude. That's three.
Yes.
You don't know of
I mean, I don't know this
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, but you know of it.
Yeah.
Wow. Where's Papa? Whole new meaning.
That's coming up. We're going to talk to author Brad Meltzer, who writes children's books. One is called I Am Rosa Parks, which has been banned. And another one is called I Am Martin Luther King Jr., which has been banned. So what?
America.
What?
America.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
It's definitely one of my favorite songs off Blizzard of Oz from 1980. It's Ozzy X2 on a 2 for Tuesday, 95.5 KLOS. What are you giggling about over there?
Me? Oh, was that? I didn't realize we were on air yet.
Yes, we're on air.
Was that? Did you capture that?
Yes,
we did it. We did, yeah.
We're treasuring that
and a
sound.
Lot of people thought, what was that?
It was snickering in the studio.
Laughter, laugh track going on in the background.
Emo's in our studio.
Emo!
Yes. Woo-hoo! Who we love. And she does the social media, a lot of the social media. For KLOS.
Way too much work. That is a lot of work.
And
thank you.
And I think Friday or Saturday, I don't know when it was, but she misspelled my name.
I knew this was what it was going to be about. I knew I was going to be arrested for this.
You don't know where I'm going.
Okay. Kelvin, right?
Okay. Kelvin.
You're Kelvin now.
Kelvin and
L.
Sluggo with an L, yes. And I found that so funny because what does a guy have to do? So I immediately texted Keith. And I said, Keith.
The boss. Narc.
Got me in trouble.
No.
Freaking narc.
The opposite. I said, okay. I'm making fun of this online, but I want you to know I love it.
Right.
And do not touch it.
Yes.
That's what I told Keith.
That's awesome.
I didn't think about Emo.
Right.
Who found it and fixed
it. Oh, shoot.
Oh, you fixed it.
You fixed it.
No.
Things like that are beautiful.
Right. I was having so much fun, and then you fixed it.
I will go back, and I will re-fix it for you. The thing about the L, you know, if it was an A, like Kievan, you know, that's pretty noticeable. But that L is just so skinny.
Yeah,
it just
I almost
right
didn't
in
catch
there.
It.
Yeah.
I almost didn't catch it. And I was like, wait, what? There's an L in my name? That's the weirdest thing ever.
The only time I made the high school newspaper, the one time, they totally boggled my name.
Excellent.
They totally
what did they
it.
Do?
Yeah, just put in a W and a Y for no particular reason. I don't know why. Yeah, so I'm like, from then on, I started calling myself W.
I mean, Kevin is not a difficult name to spell.
I mean, it could be a silent L in there. Kelvin. You
I was
never
thinking,
know.
Like Calvin, isn't there? Calvin, isn't that a measurement of heat?
Kelvin, yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody remade that logo as well with Kelvin. Kelvin and Sluggo.
That's awesome.
So nothing wrong with making a mistake.
Yes.
Leave it up.
Yeah, never fix it.
All right, you got it. Okay.
Do not fix
no,
it. I just want you to know.
I'm going to go re-mistake it up for
and
you.
I mean, you don't need to, but I'm just saying. No, don't re-mistake it up now. But in the future, if I start making fun of it, you got to leave it up.
Okay, I knew.
That's how I work.
I have lived and learned.
Okay, good.
This is the mistake I'm learning from. It's
not to fix
the mistakes.
It. Correct.
You will not find this anywhere else in the universe, I don't think, actually.
I love radio.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I'd like to bring on to the show an author that I met at the other place who is always great on the air. And he's an author named Brad Meltzer. Hello, Brad.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Good, thank you. I was very troubled by your Twitter over the weekend.
I was troubled, too.
Yeah. explain to people why you write the I Am series of children's books, and then what happened?
So, you know, a number of years ago, I started looking for better heroes for my kids to look up to. I wanted to give them heroes who aren't just famous and for being famous, but were heroes of perseverance and kindness, someone who could teach them compassion. And so we started writing a line of children's books. I'm Amelia Earhart. We did I Am Abraham Lincoln. I Am Rosa Parks. You know, really people that you can't object to, that we all can agree can teach our kids how to be better people.
Right.
Very simple idea, right? You can't object to Rosa Parks. You can't object to I Am Martin Luther King Jr.
You better not be able to. I mean, it's a serious problem if so.
And you would think so. However, in York, Pennsylvania, the school board there, I get a text that comes last week that says they banned I Am Rosa Parks and they banned I Am Martin Luther King Jr. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And what happened was, the school board in York, PA, there was a list of over 100 books, wonderful books, you know, with unobjectionable people like Malala's book and Sonia Sotomayor's book.
Right.
And books like that are about empathy and being a good person, and all for little kids. Nothing that's at the college level or even high school level, just books for little children.
Right.
And they basically said, we're going to freeze these assets. We're not going to examine them, which is fine. You want to examine them first, see what they're like. The problem was that was a year ago, and basically what it turned into was a ban, and no one knew in the district what to do. And the kids, and full credit to the kids in the district, all the high school kids and all the junior high school kids started protesting, saying, how you've not given us any books. And what they realized, more important than anything, the school board members were all white. Nearly every book on the list was either about or by someone who was a person of color. You do the math, right? Wow. You do the math on what's wrong here.
So all of the I Am white people survived?
Right. I Am Abraham Lincoln makes his way through.
Really?
No problem.
Very interesting.
Right. And so, you know, again, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on here.
Or a genius to ban those books, clearly.
That's craziness. I
mean, quite the opposite.
I mean, quite the opposite. And what happens is I wind up linking up with some amazing local activists who say, you know what, if you can get the books here, Brad, we'll put them in all the little free libraries around the community as a protest. And nice. I was like, you want to protest? Let's go. So, nice. Kevin, what you saw on my Twitter feed and on my Instagram feed is exactly that. They got thousands of books, not just I Am Rosa Parks or I Am Dr. King, but they got all the books on the list. We said, don't just buy ours, buy every one of them, like protest. And then last night, the whole thing culminates. Last night, I find out that they're having a special session of the school board. I didn't know about it. Someone called me and said, you can speak at it if you want. There's an open session for the community. I said, I will be there.
Wow. I didn't know that.
And I got in front of the school board. Yeah, well, this is the part we haven't told. And the other part is right. Then Fox News calls me and says, you want to come on. And CNN calls me and says, you want to come on. And let me tell you something. When Fox News and CNN agree, you know you screwed up.
Yeah, that is.
You're the one in the wrong at that case.
Right? Yeah. You know you messed up when wow. they're both. When everyone's like, yep, this is bad. So I go on. My goal was to shame them into realizing.
Of course.
What nonsense this was. And I go to the school board meeting last night. And I'm going to read you what I read to them.
Okay.
It's from I Am Rosa Parks. It said, in my life, people tried to knock me down, tried to make me feel less than I was. They teased me for being small, being black, being different. Let me be clear, no one should be able to do that. And then it says, but if they try, you must stand strong, stand up for what's right, stand up for yourself, even if it means sitting down.
And that's nice. It. That's beautiful.
And that's it.
That's right? That's great.
I was like, I don't need to do anything else. I'm like, I'm going to just show you what you're keeping away from children. Like, this is what you're objecting to. And the best part was, is I think like, okay, I've had my moment. This is great. And after me comes students, members of the military, local moms who are like, how can you do this? Impassioned, like the scene from Field of Dreams where Amy, you know, Madigan is like, just, you know, it's like, you Nazi cow, like, come on,
right.
What are you doing? You
right.
can't ban books. And thankfully, at the end of the session, they voted unanimously to overturn the ban.
Nice.
Thank God.
Which is good, but here's the key is, they only did it to save face because they know when elections come, they don't want to lose the election. So our goal is obviously now we're going to distribute all these books to all the kids in the district. We're going to put them in the local schools, which is even better because now they've unwittingly made this. All these messages are going to go out to even more kids than they ever wanted.
Right, which is awesome.
And, you know, it seems like that when you start banning and burning books, that's the exact outcome ultimately. It might take a while. It might take some people fighting for it, but eventually.
Is there some way that we can help, Brett?
If you go on my Facebook page or my Twitter page or anything else, you can link them to, I'm sure, on your site. There are two lists that two of the amazing activists did. Go buy books on the list.
Okay.
Absolutely go buy. I'd love if you buy I'm Rosa Parks, but buy every book on that list. And you know what, Joe? Or buy it locally and give it to someone who needs to hear. So I think the only answer is take those lessons of Dr. King, take the lessons of Rosa Parks, and give them to kids and give them to people who need them so you can, you know, because our kids need that today.
Yeah,
they need it more than ever.
I couldn't agree with you more. We have to run, unfortunately, Brad, but I will post all of the information on my Twitter and at Kevin and Sluggo. So people, if they want to help, they can go to those sites and buy those books. And good work fighting.
Yeah, well done, dude.
Way to fight.
Nice.
Listen, love you guys for doing it. Really appreciate it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We have tickets to Volbeat and Ghost.
Yes.
Two tickets to see them March 3rd at the Honda Center in Anaheim.
And they basically just announced this. The pre-sale was today, and the actual tickets going on sale this coming Friday at 10 a.m.
Correct.
Yeah.
But if you'd like to win some, call now.
Yeah, be callers 13 and 14. We'll send a couple people.
818-955-KLOS.
Very thoughtful of those guys right there, Volbeat, to decide to do a little show here in Los Angeles.
Love that. Honda Center, March 3rd.
That's very cool.
I'm KLOS, them. Who is this?
Dominic.
Dominic, are you free March 3rd of next year?
Sorry?
Are you free March 3rd of next year?
Yeah, this is for the Ghost.
It's for Volbeat and Ghost,
yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
You got two tickets to see them in concert March 3rd at the Honda Center in Anaheim.
Damn, awesome.
Nicely done.
Who are you going to take with you?
I'm taking my good friend Ryan Hayes.
What's so bleeding special about Ryan?
We don't like him.
we're three thinking giving you tickets.
Just kidding. Hold on.
I think he was confused.
Yes, I do too. We had a caller on Friday.
Yeah.
At our old request fest.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to me, as much as I've fought off trying to get the... Karen is the name of crazy white people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's decided she's got to tell you all about it right now, and you better fix it.
And she's
Karen.
In the store, and she's grandstanding, and everybody's standing in line.
So many nice Karens, too. It
yes.
just really doesn't fit, so I gotta say.
So they're trying to get the male name to be Kevin, and I've been fighting that.
Trying? I think it's a done deal.
But imagine being named Karen.
Oh, yeah.
After the last 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
This woman called in on our all request on Friday.
Hey.
Hold up. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't expect you to answer.
Stop it now. What's your name?
This is the Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, you poor bastard.
Yeah.
Your name is Karen.
Wow.
Would I have sex with a robot? Yes.
All right.
It was just the best because she didn't care.
That wasn't the program. That wasn't the question.
Karen didn't care. And
no.
She just went back to our old topic of would you have sex
Correct.
With a robot? And she's like, hell yeah.
That was 2 hours earlier.
Yes, I would.
So your name is Karen.
Yeah. Do you want to have sex with robots?
No. That's not it.
Okay.
Your name is Karen. How much does your life suck now after the last 2 years?
How rough has it been?
Because my initial reaction to her was, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Because you feel bad for anyone named Karen.
Especially Kevin's, because you really understand the pain.
Right, sure.
Us Dougs, we're fine.
Let's use Doug, then.
I know.
I like
hell
it
no.
for the male name.
No, go to hell.
So your name is Karen.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS.
Maybe your mom's name is Karen. You know that she's not like that. She doesn't scream insanity for no reason.
Or is she?
Yeah,
either way,
question.
We would like your call.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are talking to the unfortunate people named Karen. KLOS, hello.
Is your name Karen?
Yes.
Hello,
your
Karen.
Your name is Karen.
It is.
First things first, are you crazy?
No.
There's no a viral really... video of you out there screaming at someone for no reason?
Not yet.
No, sir.
So tell us about your last 2 years. How much has that sucked?
Well... You know, all the memes really kind of get to you after a while, I have to say. You're like, no, I'm not that way, I promise. But now, You know, the worst part is I'm afraid to actually complain about anything.
Oh, yeah, that would be
interesting.
Make sense.
Because your name's Karen, you can't even say, hey, I didn't get the right food on my order.
Oh, Karen.
Correct. I'll eat whatever.
Wow.
That sucks.
That really sucks. You need to, what's your middle name?
Louise.
Yeah, start going with that.
Yeah. Louise.
Start going with Louise.
They certainly won't bring up Thelma, no worries.
You're going everywhere.
You are screwed. You are hosed.
I know.
Oh.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, Karen. We feel your pain. Well,
you're
we know Kevin feels your pain to some degree.
Not yet. I'm trying to find it. 818-955-KLOS. Stop us now! Wait, we're stopping in between two rage songs?
I can't stop us. Oh, wait. We're going to stop for a second.
What?
You're in hog heaven otherwise, though, aren't you?
This is a twofer.
Yeah.
For my favorite band.
Yeah.
And we're stopping in the middle.
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Karen is phoning.
Oh.
That's
K-L-O-S,
why.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, my name is Karen.
Oh,
hi, Karen.
Karen, are you okay?
I am.
Wow.
I actually must be sheltered because I didn't hear about it until I was watching CBS Sunday morning. They were talking about being a Karen, and I said, why is that a thing?
It's become a big thing.
You didn't go out with a bullhorn and start yelling at people for calling people Karens, did you?
No, I didn't. But how did it become a thing?
Because...
Yeah, no, really, where did it really come from?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe the first woman's that went crazy name is Karen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it does signify somebody who's come loose from the hinges and is off their rocker.
Yeah, it's really blown up. It's huge. It's crazy.
It's not a good thing for you, now, necessarily.
No, not at all. And it's crazy. Yeah, I'm not crazy. I thought, and most of the Karens I know are pretty nice. So.
Yeah, I've known some really nice Karens in my life. That's true. I maybe I should check up on them now, though. That was a long time ago.
Maybe
yeah.
They've turned.
Maybe they've turned a corner
to the dark side.
Karen, how do you keep yourself grounded?
Well, I just keep doing my thing, you know.
All right.
Have fun. Yeah.
You keep doing that.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. Well, you sound all right. So.
Chaos in the broadcast booth here at 95.5 KLOS.
Have you been doing that like all day? Did you go to Paquito Moss and order
my
that?
My girlfriend
way?
Said if I don't cut it out, she's leaving. My mom and dad have disowned me. But you know, I'm.
What's happening with you,
Stu?
Ladies and gentlemen, Stu. Where's Chick?
Well, I had a.
Is anybody falling on their
inside.
Wallet today?
He's inside me.
Nice. Chick never talked like that.
No, I know. You know, it's an.
He also didn't do baseball.
No.
He doesn't. That's true.
Baseball.
Oh, he doesn't. Do, oh, yeah. No, you're thinking of Vince.
Well, I figured Stu. So
okay.
Chicken Stu.
I got you.
Oh,
yeah,
chicken,
what the hell?
Man? What? I thought you were talking about Chick Hearn. What's happening?
You're conflating sports. Now the great Vince Scully took residence, and Brockmeyer too. A healthy dose of Brockmeyer.
Yeah.
I've never, you know, I wouldn't say I've never seen a Brockmeyer, but the ship does go down a whole lot better with a fifth of anything, honestly.
So what exactly possessed you today?
You were doing this for Marcy all day.
So, I was talking like a baseball announcer today. I'm kind of falling out of character now, but
see if you can stick in it for a minute.
I'm not saying lunch had anything to do with it.
Oh, nice. Yay!
Somebody drank their lunch.
I had an idea. So there was talk like a pirate day, right?
Sure.
And I can't do that.
Like a parrot day.
I can't either. I'm sort of tired of talk like a pirate day. Talk like a parrot's not a thing.
All I got is R's. So I wanted to do roll your R's day, but then somebody said, no, that'll be racist or something if we do roll your R's day.
Okay.
You know, we can piss off the Latinos if I roll my R's. Poppycock.
Poppycock.
So, how about, I don't know, it just came to me. And talk like a baseball announcer day.
Well, you were trying to get us to do it, but I mean, I don't feel like we can pull it off.
We're
too lazy.
I think you should try.
Way too lazy.
This is a thing. This is a new thing.
Is it, though?
It's going to happen every...
Is it, though?
Every Tuesday.
It might. Kevin, try
every
it.
Every Tuesday.
Give it a go.
Blow it outside.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Try it.
That you just did.
Yeah,
just
all right, very good.
Blow it outside for ball three.
There's a changeup by Aerosmith. Oh, on the outside. Whoa. Billy Idol with a stand-up double. Speaking of double, make mine a double.
Yeah! Now you're talking. Volbeat is who that is. And those guys decided to do a little show out at the Honda Center in Anaheim on March 3rd. Tickets for that are going to go on sale this coming Friday at 10 a.m. We gave away some tickets today. I think we might have some more tickets for that in the Ghost show.
We're already planning for March 3rd.
Yeah, and you know, those seem a little more doable, a little more likely.
Agreed.
Come March 2022.
That is true. Aaron Jones, who plays for the Green Bay Packers, wore a necklace always with his dad's ashes in it.
Wow, that's weird. That's kind of weird. And while he was playing professional football.
While on the field.
Wow. Yes. That's daring.
Now, he scored 4 touchdowns on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Caught 4 touchdowns. And lost it.
He lost his dad's ashes that were in
his necklace. I'm not exactly sure which play it happened on, because on one of the plays, he jumped up into the fan section.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe someone grabbed it. I don't know.
Did a bunch of dust go in the air at any point?
I didn't see it.
Was there a puff of smoke?
I did not see the puff.
Don't be smoking that stuff either.
Can you imagine?
No.
That's your dad's
terrible.
Ashes.
No,
but also, you're wearing a necklace while you're playing football.
Yeah.
So maybe...
Hey, you go ahead and say that. I ain't going to there. You know whatever he wants to do.
Yes, of course. But
Ox.
Also wearing a necklace while playing football.
Yeah.
With his dad's ashes. He lost it. I think they found it.
Yeah.
I'm not positive. I'm not positive that they did, but I think they ended up finding it.
Don't open it if you did. If you were there at the game and you found a necklace thing, don't be.
Keep the necklace closed.
Like that genie in the bottle.
You do not want what's in there.
No.
And so that made me think, wow, what about, like, this must happen more than you would think, because anybody who's cremated, you have their ashes.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I have known several people who, like, had it hidden away in a shoebox, in a closet.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
And you go, what if
you're
just doing a massive clean out?
Yeah, don't they want to be on your mantelpiece or something?
I mean, no.
On the kitchen table? I know people that have been cremated and you know, spread out ashes and by requested, like beaches.
Yeah, over the ocean, whatever. Yeah.
Snuck into Disneyland, I've heard. I don't know.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
you know that's true.
You know, they keep a really close eye on that. They will.
Yeah, but if you're wearing a necklace with some of your dad's ashes, there's no way they see that.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to encourage people to do that, because that would be a terrible thing to do.
Yeah.
But I thought perhaps it would be fun to talk to people who misplaced the ashes.
Or something crazy like that. Like
something
the ashes
that
specifically
personal.
Would be very interesting.
The ashes would be really great, because it's actually the person that you're trying to honor.
Right.
And you either misplaced or...
Don't. That would be us. Now, nobody ever leave us in charge of your ashes, because
I don't think we're in danger of that.
I guess you're right.
No one's going to give us that. But if you lost it...
Yeah, we want to hear about it.
That would be quite hilarious. If you lost something else that's extremely important...
Yeah.
That would be interesting as well.
And human remains related, maybe.
Sure.
As long as it didn't involve...
What does that mean? Like a leg?
Oh, yeah, exactly. First. I don't know. That opens a lot of doors.
I'm afraid of the doors you just opened. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS if you misplace ashes. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. In the afternoon, Aaron Jones of the Packers lost his dad, literally. Listen to this.
Aaron, I know that this is your first game here at Lambeau without your dad. Just how much was he on your heart tonight?
He was really on my heart. I actually have a chain with a football, and his ashes are in it. I scored, and it fell off in the end zone, so I'll go look for it, but I know he's happy. He'd be happy. He was like, if you lose it anywhere, lose it in the end zone. So.
You haven't found it?
I haven't. The grounds crew was looking for it, though. So.
Oh, we got to go get
we'll
that.
We'll find it. We'll find it.
I think they did find it. I think in the end they did find it.
That's a hell of a good attitude. I mean, he's got to have a hell of a lot more of it at home, I should think.
I would think
least.
So. I don't think it was big enough. He wasn't wearing an urn around his neck. So we're taking phone calls of you misplaced. Someone stole whatever happened to your friends, parents, family's ashes. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you misplaced ashes?
It's the craziest shit I ever did with my ashes.
Okay.
They were my brother's. It's my brother got killed.
Okay.
We did a bunch of rails and sprinkled some of his ashes in there.
You and Keith Richards?
Yeah, I wish he was there.
Yeah, you know, he should come along for these things more often. Yeah. He always stays home.
Well, that's a bold move. Snorting your brother.
That's cool. It's a hell of a tribute. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, my wife has bought 2 little plastic hearts. Had her beloved dog and her grandmother in each one.
Okay.
And necklace off the rear view mirror. I got into the car. They're both all over the dash.
Oh, no. How did that happen? Wow.
Wait, was it your fault?
I don't know. Kid took the car.
Was it your fault?
It wasn't my fault. I walked in and I just said, by the way, I said, your grandma and your dog's all over the car.
Oh, my God.
What was the reaction to that?
She kind of flipped a little bit, and I told her, I said, well, hey, you know, refill them, and we'll put some glue in the cork this
there
time.
There you go.
The bad news is they're all over the car. The good news is they're still in the car.
Yeah, they're still there.
Exactly. So, right. Exactly. Don't vacuum it.
Thank you for calling. Right, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks Matt. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye now. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. There. You misplaced ashes?
Well, actually, no. My mother lost her house in the campfire back in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And my stepdad's urn was still in there with his ashes in it. And
oh, that sucks.
The whole house was obliterated. It went down to like a foot of ash from a two-story home.
But I mean, that's an emergency that you can't.
Yeah.
You can't protect against. That's.
Well, we went to go find them because we didn't want his ashes to end up where all that stuff ended up. I guess in the dump, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're searching around. We can't find him anywhere. And my husband goes back the next day by himself and. He steps on something and he hears a popping noise off in the distance, and he went and dug over there where like, he heard that pop. And what happened was whatever he stepped on, like hit the top of the ashes and the lid kind of popped up a little bit. And so he called, like, my stepdad's like, hey, I'm over here. Come get me.
Wow. That's amazing.
Really? So retrieved them. Intact.
Yeah, we found them. Could you believe that?
With him sort of calling out to you, hey, I'm over here.
I can't believe that. That's crazy.
And I kind of feel bad now because we brought him home to our house in Ventura, and he's on the refrigerator.
What's wrong with that? That's a wonderful place to be.
Did he like food?
Well, we'd like to intern him somewhere. We just haven't gotten around to it.
Look, I spend a lot of time digging around in the fridge. I'd be happy up there.
Maybe make that a priority?
Yeah.
I know, right?
Just a thought. Okay.
Right on.
Thank you for calling. That is an awesome story. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS. You lost the ashes.
Mick wants more volume, and he wants it now! A lot of people not holding on to their ashes. This is a bizarre story.
Yeah, it's going on quite a bit.
It's quite crazy. Aaron Jones from the Packers is who we started out talking about. He had some of his dad's ashes around his neck on a necklace and lost it in the end zone of a football game. We think he found it. We think.
Right.
But we're talking to people who were unable to hold on to the ashes that they had. KLOS, hello.
Okay, so in the early 2000s, my brother had a baby. And what had happened in that era was you had just the technology came out to convert VHS, the little adapter box, into actual CDs.
So yes.
You could chuck all your old inserts for the VHS adapter thing and have a nice stack of CDs of all your memories.
Yep.
So he entrusted me with 5 of these. And I was a CSUN student at the time. And if you know CSUN, the underground, the library has this digital media lab. And for $2 a piece, they would do that. It was like a little hookup. They'd convert your...
That's pretty
your
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so for $10, I could get the whole thing done. Bro, give me all your stuff. It's all of his baby videos and his brand new baby born and the delivery, everything. And I was a student, obviously, so it's in the trunk of my car in the hot summer sun, summer school. By the time I get it to the lab at the end of class day,
oh no,
he said that he put it in the big wall machine to transfer over, and they completely obliterated.
Oh.
He was like, you actually messed up my machine. But, the bad news is they're all gone.
Oh.
All the little adapters
are gone. Oh, my God.
Wow.
The good news is, I won't charge you the $2.
That is crappy good news.
So you saved $10.
Yeah. How did he take it?
That sucks.
Oh, I mean, I was in mourning for days. I didn't know how to tell him, but he took it well.
Oh, that's nice. Well. Good for him.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Crazy.
That's horrible.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, you misplaced ashes?
Yeah, okay, so in June, my mom died. My sister and I are digging through her ashes. We're going to save some of it. And we notice chunks, and we see, like, pieces of her dental work, teeth, and we're like, oh, my God, we're looking at it.
Wait, hold up.
Seriously. And so we're pulling it out, and we're digging through it, and we're laughing because we're like, oh, yeah, this feels like the sand at the beach.
Right.
And digging for seashells, you know?
Right.
So we're like, oh, mom would be so mad at us, and We're laughing, right? And we're like, oh, be careful. And about that time, a puff of ashes came out of the baggie and hit us both in the nose. So now we have the story about how we laughed about the night we snorted our mother.
Wow.
I don't think there's supposed to be that much left. Is
there? I didn't either.
Know
I don't think
that.
There's supposed to be anything left.
I didn't know that. That it could
no.
be.
No. Seriously, you can see where she had the, like, the that mesh thing where they do the dental bridge and stuff.
Wow.
Yep.
Now that's
with the piece.
What was it like to snort her?
Yeah, what was that
seriously,
highlight?
Right? My dad's back there going, what's going on? What's going on? Like, nothing, go away.
Let it
go away.
Don't look at this.
Our husbands are like, we don't even want to know what you guys are doing.
Do not look at the ash on nose.
Oh,
please
God,
move along. There's nothing
classic.
To see here.
Wow. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
About 20 years ago, I turned my life around, and I was new at it. So I was coming home from work in a blazer, and I'm about 100 yards from the house, and there's about 5 or 6 cop cars surrounding the house, and then my brother in the front yard handcuffed. And his girlfriend and someone else. So I stopped. I'm like, do I go up there? All these cops. And, well, you know, I got nothing to hide. I'll go up there. So I pull up. And they immediately handcuffed me and sent me down. I'm like, what's going on? I've been at work all day. They recovered a car that had low jack on it. And when they brought the people to the car and gave it to them, the people didn't have their keys. So they go, oh, I got to go get my keys. And so the police all left. And then the people who stole the car came out of Walmart and got in it again and drove away with the keys and went to my brother's house. So, and he goes, you mind if I look in your room? And I said, I don't want you to, but, you know, I have nothing to hide. So he goes in the room. He comes out and he has this bag in his hand and it's open. And I can't believe he's got it open. And he's like, he goes, what's this? And I said to him, I knew what it was. I go, where'd you find that? And he goes, you know where I found it. It was in your room. I go, well, that's my cat, man. And he goes, uh-oh. I go, it was in a cedar box with a charm on it. What do you think it is? Just ashes. You know?
Yeah.
It's my cat.
Wow. That is
Thanks
funny.
For calling,
Thank
man.
You. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You misplaced ashes?
Well, I didn't really misplace them. I've done a few things with them.
Like?
Well, when my husband died, which will be 3 years next week, all of his AKA friends and family, we did do the whole Willie Nelson song with Snoop Dogg.
Right.
So we did roll him up and smoke him.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a tattoo that I have on my arm.
Okay.
I'm actually taking his ashes in 2 weeks to Raiders Stadium, and he will permanently be at the stadium, which is, again, taking ashes over.
Go Raiders.
Will you be my squirrel?
What are you doing? I don't know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Time for what we learned today.
Ah, good. I wasn't paying attention.
Author Brad Meltzer called in. He writes children's books. And in York, Pennsylvania, they banned only these two books. I Am Rosa Parks and I Am Martin Luther King Jr.
Of his, but they banned 100 altogether.
Correct.
All of them with black characters at the center of
what? Them. Could possibly be happening. If you would like to help in that situation, I have all of the information on my Twitter at the Kevin Writer. We talked to delightful people named Karen.
Yes, very nice people.
Not
Karen's...
everybody named Karen's a crazy person.
No, most Kevins are, but not Karen's.
That's not where I was going with that. And if you're playing football, maybe don't wear a necklace with your dad's ashes in it.
That's probably the best advice of the day.
Just a good tip.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
It was on this day in post-punk rock when Green Day released their American Idiot album. Quite and rather, it was on this day in rock. In 2000, the Phil Collins, Mike Rutherford, and Tony Banks reformed as Genesis for a one-off performance that happened at the London Hilton. It was on this day in rock in 2011 when, after 30 years, R.E.M. announced they were really calling it quits.